Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I say this all too often, but the President of the United States made unhinged, weird-ass comments on Air Force One last night. And this shouldn't be a left or right thing at this point. This supersedes U.S. politics or the political spectrum. I do not care if you consider yourself more right-leaning or left-leaning. The way the President of the United States speaks on a daily basis about Rob Reiner, for example, the slain director who Trump then tweeted about like 12 hours after Rob Reiner and his wife were killed and said he died of Trump derangement syndrome. The way he's talked about half of the Democratic governors in this country as if they need to be arrested ASAP without any sort of investigation or indictment just because his instinct says they need to be arrested. I don't care where you fall in the political spectrum. The way he speaks should not be accepted from an American president. Case in point, let me show you the first clip before we move on to his weird comments about Caroline Leavitt. In this clip, he's talking about Greenland. And he says, we need to have Greenland one way or the other. The other day, he said, we're going to get it the easy way or the hard way. The threats have escalated to such a point that we now have reports the United Kingdom and Germany are discussing more NATO forces in Greenland to calm the U.S. threats. And the weird paradoxical part is we already have U.S. forces in Greenland. We have like joint military bases. We are allies with Greenland because they are a NATO partner. We can call them up whenever, ask them for whatever we want. We can increase our forces to deter China and Russia. And Trump's entire reasoning is that he thinks Russia and China are circling Greenland and trying to grab it. But UK and Germany, they're not mobilizing forces to deter China and Russia. They're mobilizing forces to deter this man right here.
Taking your threat seriously is one area taking your threat. The New York Post.
New York Post treats me semi-fairly. So go ahead.
He's such a petulant child. Before the question is even asked, he goes, who are you with? She goes, New York Post. And he thinks, he's like, oh, the New York Post treats me semi-fairly. What a petulant child. This is supposed to be the President of the United States.
One group taking your threats very seriously is Greenland. Are you still thinking of military action there? Or is there anything they can...
Where? Military
Greenland.
Greenland. Is there anything they can offer you for a deal?
If we don't take Greenland, Russia or China will. And I'm not letting that happen. If we don't take Greenland, Russia or China will take Greenland. And I am not going to let that happen.
That's not even how it works. Even if you say it twice, that's not how it works. Russia and China cannot take Greenland because Greenland is a NATO ally. If you want to be smart and have a long-term vision, what you would do is you would uphold the NATO alliance. You would strengthen it, bolster it in Greenland. You would put U.S. troops there, not as an invading force, but as an ally who can help deter Russia and China. Then there's no way Russia and China are going to go to Greenland if we have U.S. forces as an ally, if we have our joint military base staffed and training at all times. If you want to increase security in Greenland, no one would argue against that, man. Nobody would argue against that. But the idea that we need to, quote unquote, take Greenland or annex Greenland or turn it into the United States territory is absurd and actually weakens the NATO alliance that would therefore deter Russia and China. The way Donald Trump is speaking about Greenland only emboldens the Russia and Chinese aggression of other territories. He doesn't realize it.
Any deal they can offer you? Either like,
yeah, sure. I'd love to make a deal with them. It's easier. But one way or the other, we're going to have Greenland.
Are you okay with that?
One way or the other, we are going to have Greenland. It gets even worse. Again, the UK is mobilizing to Greenland so they can protect it. Then Donald Trump says, we're talking about acquiring Greenland. It's acquiring Greenland. We don't want to lease it. We want to acquire it. By the way, if you appreciate the videos we post on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. It's the best way to battle this right-wing media ecosystem. We're building a bigger, better ecosystem based on the truth. So subscribe below and check out this clip.
That's a war that should have never happened with Ukraine.
The UK and Germany are discussing plans for a joint NATO mission to protect Arctic security in Greenland. Does that change your calculus at all?
No, look, we're talking about acquiring, not leasing, not having it short term. We're talking about acquiring.
Does that require
and if we don't do it, Russia or China will.
It's such a BS line. Greenland has been secure since World War II. Greenland has been very secure. There is no reality in which Russia and China are going to just acquire Greenland. To continue, Donald Trump then is asked about Renee Nicole Good, the 37-year-old mother who was shot and killed in Minneapolis, Minnesota by an ICE agent. Scratch that. Shot and murdered by an ICE agent, of course. We've all seen the videos. The Trump admin has tried to lie to our face, as he does in this video here.
At a very minimum, that woman was very, very disrespectful to law enforcement. And you heard the same noises. You saw the same crunch that I saw. You can't do that with law enforcement, whether it's police or ICE or Border Patrol or anybody else.
So he's claiming there was a crunch because the officer was ran over. We all saw the video. That did not happen. He also says that woman was, quote, very, very disrespectful. Renee Nicole Good was seen on video saying, "I'm not mad at you, bro." You must have seen the video. She goes, "I'm not mad at you, bro." And then the cop shoots her and says, "Effing bitch." He goes, "Fucking bitch," under his breath, which is just an insane thing coming from a supposedly trained ICE agent, clearly not trained. But even for a second, even if I were to concede what Trump says, let's just play there. He says the woman was very, very disrespectful to law enforcement. Do you think a trained law enforcement officer is using proportionate force by shooting someone in the head three times for being quote unquote disrespectful? I'm sorry, but police officers, ICE agents, anybody in a uniform is supposed to uphold a standard where you don't just get angry and aggressive because someone's disrespectful to you. But again, Renee Nicole Good wasn't even disrespectful. He then gets asked if this use of force was necessary. Why are we asking Donald Trump about this? Do you think Trump even knows what the use of force continuum is? Do you think Donald Trump knows the legal parameters of self-defense? I doubt it.
Our law enforcement.
Sir, do you believe that deadly force is necessary after watching all the footage a few days have passed? What's your assessment there?
It was highly disrespectful of law enforcement. The woman and her friend were highly disrespectful of law enforcement. You saw that. They were harassing. They were following for days and for hours.
For days? Renee Nicole Good was on the site for like 3.5 minutes.
And I think, frankly, they're professional agitators.
But
and I'd like to find out, and we are going to find out, who's paying for it.
Our president is a QAnon conspiracist.
Be in a position where they have to put up with this stuff. What that woman and what her friend and what their other friends were doing to law enforcement, not just ICE, law enforcement is outrageous.
Now I want to show you Donald Trump's absolutely insane comments about Caroline Leavitt on Air Force One. This clip is going incredibly viral of Donald Trump saying he needs something to grab onto, and it's not going to be Caroline, which is the last thing you want to hear as a young woman around Trump, that he needs to grab onto something. This is a man who said on camera, he grabs women by the pussy. He was asked 5 years later if he said that, and he said, yeah, I mean, stars historically can do that. 20 years ago, he bought beauty pageants. 15 years ago, the young girls in these beauty pageants said he was walking in on them while changing. The reason I'm laying all of this out is because this is a creepy man, creepy old man who abuses power dynamics. Even last month, a month ago, almost exactly on December 9th, he said, Caroline Leavitt has a beautiful face and lips that don't stop like a machine gun. Ba, ba, ba.
You know, when she goes on television, Fox, like, I mean, they dominate. They dominate when she gets up there with that beautiful face and those lips that don't stop. Ba, 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 like a little machine gun.
He really, really likes to keep young blonde women around him. That's just an observation.
I'm gonna say it's about-
When will you meet with Machado this week?
I'm looking for something to grab here. Because it's going to get rough, and I don't seem to be in a... I think you did this to me. You put me in a position where there's absolutely nothing to grab.
Mr. President.
So I'm looking for something to grab, and it's not going to be Caroline.
Sir, have any oil companies made commitments to you, sir? Have any oil companies made commitments to the United States?
Weird-ass comments coming from the President of the United States. But you know what the truly offensive part is? You know, Trump can make jokes about Caroline Leavitt all he wants. I don't give a shit. But then he gets asked, if the Affordable Care Act subsidy extensions pass the Senate and millions of Americans are about to get health care again, would you veto it? Because on January 1st or December 31st at midnight, the Affordable Care Act subsidies expired, meaning millions, tens of millions of Americans saw their health care premiums shoot up 120%, some 200%, some 300%. Some people's healthcare premiums now cost more than their mortgage every single month. Not even joking. There are just a lot of horror stories online. So the president of the United States gets asked, hey, like, you have an opportunity to solve this. Would you allow this to pass if it goes to the Senate? Would you sign the bill? Or would you veto it and shoot down the extension of health care?
I might, yeah.
Is this guy trying to get blown out in the midterms? This is an opportunity for you to at least help Americans with affordability for once, and you're going to veto it? Fine. I mean, the midterms will be an absolute blowout if he continues to operate only talking about foreign policy and invading Greenland and, you know, deriding the memories of 37-year-old mothers without actually focusing on any on-the-ground affordability policy. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.